just for love, like the wing of some high-flying bird. All the songs I will sing to you, you can hear every word that I ever situations I can feel sometimes, and the places I have been at times, just trying to be these things can only happen once in a life.
Everyone, and welcome. This is Larkin, Texas, just an American, and it's the 8th day of August, 2012. Your host for the next hour. I've titled today's program notes, Apers and Oners, and they could be seen at larkintexas.blogspot.com. Now, last week we spoke of lemmings. And I liken those adorable Rothschild Olympics mascots that are seen gleefully cavorting beside the London 2012 logo that you're not supposed to think readily spells Zion. I mentioned that our perceptions of real-life Arctic lemmings were tainted somewhat by the faked Disney film footage of those lemmings rushing headlong off a cliff to their icy deaths below. Called White Wilderness, that 1958 Academy Award-winning documentary has shaped our language to this day. When we see our young soldiers marching off to war as if lemmings, or we liken our children subjected to a lifelong cultural Marxist indoctrination in a Soviet-style preschool through graduate school system called P20. Well, I think you know where I'm going with this. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen, for Apers and Oners.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Hey, John, you know, we were kind of wondering
what?
That, well, we knew you guys were saving stuff and getting ready for something like
yes.
this.
Yes.
So what I'm trying to say
the
is,
answer is no.
Man, I've been your friend for 20 years. We played on the company softball team together.
We simply don't have enough food.
But I'm your friend.
Look, Norbert, I came to you 3 years ago, and you basically called me crazy and walked away.
But...
Sorry.
Bummer.
Folks, they may be rolling their eyes at you now, but they'll be on your front porch when it all hits the fan. So why don't you mosey on over to TexasReady.net and order up a Liberty Seed Bank for you, your shirt-tail relatives, and all your non-prepping friends. Order your bank at TexasReady.net or call 832-493-1357. That's 832-493-1357. TexasReady.net. Are you Texas Ready?
It's no wonder that Americans today got their ideas about who they are and what they are from some Hollywood screenwriter in 1958. But maybe we could think of that faked film snippet as a kind of primitive predictive programming exercise. From the earlier spawned Leave It to Beaver set, aired first back in 1957. And of course, that was inspired, perhaps, by that catchy hi-ho jingle, sung by those cheery little dwarfs slaving away in that underground diamond mine, and Disney Film Studios' production of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, released some 20 years earlier in 1937. Yes, it's true, we managed to fit ourselves in the same way that Tony Blair explained the truth about the cataclysmic events of 9/11, was that the facts had been fitted to suit the policy into testable patterns of groupthink and collectivist behavior modification, along with its concomitant political correctness. And in so doing, we were induced to stunt our own growth, arrest our development as men born free and independent, only to be molded to perpetual subservience, then into involuntary servitude, in an Orwellian yet Disney-esque sort of way. And man is a magnificent mimic, thus an aper. But total conformity breeds familiarity, which then earns him contempt from other men who held true to that which was their natural endowment from the start, from birth. Those attributes of survival instinct and refined intuition for his programmed responses to stimuli and authoritarian construct into those old school, new school technologies derived from the signs and symbols contained within language. Might thus permit such a man to rightfully be thought of as one of a kind, free and independent, and henceforward a oneer. Thus the title of our show today, ladies and gentlemen, Apers and Oneers. If you'd like to help shape our discussion today, I invite you to weigh in. The lines are wide open at 800-313-9443. Otherwise, you may have to just suffer through as I simply scroll through our program notes in the hope I can impart something of value that you can make useful. Again, those detailed program notes are at larkintexas.blogspot.com. So is it just me? Or does any one of you suspect man's technology has gotten just a wee bit out of hand, beyond our power to serve us, instead of it serving it, us in an untoward manner? Now, last week, Ronnie in Oregon brought up the infamous Milgram experiments. So let me remind you how these experiments led to invisible slavery, the kind that we see amongst us today. In the early 1960s, psychologist Stanley Milgram designed and conducted a series of experiments testing people's obedience to authority. The idea was to find out whether ordinary people would go against their own morals and administer ultimately lethal electric shocks to another participant, simply because a man presented to them as a scientist, an authority figure, was telling them to do so. Psychologists were asked to predict how many people would work their way up to administering a 450-volt electric shock. Their prediction was that hardly anyone would do it. These tests were repeated over a period of several decades in various social environments with people of different sex, age, race, education, etc. In almost all of them, the results were roughly the same. Over 50% of the participants went all the way up to 450 volts. So what happens in a society where obedience to authority is so deeply programmed into people that it is stronger than their own morals and common sense? Ladies and gentlemen, we can see the results all around us. If politicians declared a war, and ordinary people simply had enough common sense to not show up, there would be no wars. It's not like the politicians would ever go to war themselves. They need slaves for that. They need you. They need your children, your husbands and wives. Family members. And if you believe there is no slavery and you are free, this invisible slavery is working most efficiently. And so I would encourage you to simply type in Milgram experiments, M-I-L-G-R-A-M, into any search engine or on YouTube to learn more. And ask yourselves, just where do you fit in? What side of the divide? The 50% who will go along with whatever someone tells you to do? Or the 50% that have learned to decide things for themselves? Now, John Kaminsky sends a couple of links that I myself find it difficult to wrap my head around at times, I must admit. And this link is to something called the holographic concept of reality by one Richard Allen Miller and others. And this was from a paper presented at the First International Congress of Psychotronics in Prague, Czechoslovakia, in 1973. Subsequently published in something out of Great Britain entitled Psychoenergetic Systems. Here is its abstract. The organization of any biological system is established by a complex electrodynamic field, which is in part determined by its atomic physicochemical components, and which in part determines the behavior and orientation of these components. A holographic model of reality emerging from this principle may provide a scientific explanation of psychoenergetic phenomena. We'll pick right up on this piece after these messages.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze-Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Do you need that sustained boost of energy, but want a more natural way of attaining it without the jolt and crash or the jitters you get from coffee and energy drinks? Zoom Tea is the healthy, sugar-free pick-me-up for body, mind, and soul. Does your coffee help you with weight control, mental clarity, anti-cancer properties, or give you an immune system boost? How about helping to stabilize your blood pressure, reduce your cholesterol, and increase your regularity? Now you can have all these health benefits with Zoom Tea. Check out ZoomTea.com or call our friendly staff at 575-936-7000. That's 575-936-7000. A one-month supply of Zoom Tea is only $20, and you get free shipping. Add chai seed to your order for only $12.95 to increase your benefits. Go to ZoomTea.com. That's ZoomTea.com to learn more.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Sharing with y'all something called the holographic concept of reality, sent to me by John Kaminsky. here I think what we're looking at is some discussion of earlier work into the fields of electromagnetics, physics, and ultimately mind control. The author of this piece, Richard Allen Miller, quotes Burr and Northrop in 1935 with this comment. Bear with me. Just about 4 or 5 sentences. The pattern or organization of any biological system is established by a complex electrodynamic field, which is in part determined by its atomic physicochemical components, and which in part determines the behavior and orientation of those components. This field is electrical in the physical sense, and by its properties it relates the entities of the biological system in a characteristic pattern and is itself in part a result of the existence of those entities. It determines and is determined by the components. More than establishing pattern, it must maintain pattern in the midst of physicochemical flux. Therefore, it must regulate and control living things. It must be the mechanism, the outcome of whose activity is wholeness, organization, and continuity. Thus, the electrodynamic field is comparable to the entelechy of Drache, the embryonic field of Spemann, in the biological field of Weiss. And the piece continues, since the dawn of time, there have been two conflicting explanations for the nature and structure of the world in which we live. Those can be most simply stated as the field and the particle. These two conflicting ideas appear in Greek thought. Democritus dressing the field and Heraclitus the particle. Today fields are stressed in relativity physics, while particles are emphasized in quantum mechanics. Throughout history, many attempts have been made to synthesize the field and the particle theory. In current physics, those attempts fall under the name of geometrodynamics. Of course, this word was in use in 1959 by Wheeler. And it is our intent in this paper to show how a cross-synthesis of particle theory and field theory will shed new light on living processes. So you might imagine we've come a long way since the time of this essay's publication. Another link below that, also by Richard Allen Miller, is entitled Synthetic Telepathy in the Early Mind Wars. I supplied a link on Gwen. Gwen is the Ground Wave Emergency Network. So as John and others have put it, we seem to be swimming in some kind of electromagnetic smog or electrosmog. I know I feel it. What do y'all think about this electromagnetic soup we're all swimming in? We'll return after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Take you to a restaurant that's got- take you to a restaurant that's got glass tables. You can watch yourself while you are eating.
About y'all, but I'd just as soon listen to that as to listen to me. What say you there, Rodney, in Illinois?
Well, good afternoon, Lark.
Welcome. How are you?
Well, I caught your show from the beginning for a change. And
well, I'm glad you rescued me. I didn't want to read any more of that drivel.
The quotes that you come up with are fantastic. But, Lark, it's like you grab me by the hand, you take me to the deep end of the pool. And I haven't even gotten wet yet, so I've got a couple of quotes that we can splash around in the kiddie pool with. And I thought if you'd indulge me, I'd kind of remain on point as is your subject matter, and that's the idea of slavery, and we're unwitting and participants in our own slavery and.
Slavery and criminality, perhaps.
How do we recognize it? How do we escape? And there's a Lewis Carroll quote that I didn't know it was Lewis Carroll. I'd heard it many times before, but it goes like this. If you don't know where you are going, any road will get you there.
Now
These kind of quotes, you know, I think are just as much thought-provoking as any out there. But, you know, we can take that quote apart a little bit. You know, I suggest if you don't know where you're going, well, on the other hand, if you don't know where you are, you can't know can you figure out how you got there?
Of course not.
Now, Lark, are you trying to help your audience figure out how we got where we are?
No, I don't actually think that I'm qualified to impart anything to anyone. However, I hope that I can spend this hour every Saturday at least getting people to think, and especially for themselves.
Well, indulge me with a personal episode in my life, Lark. When I was 17, I was escaping my extreme introversion, and I got involved with the group that smoked pot. Well, I smoked a joint, and I liked it. Very shortly, I bought my first ounce, and I still liked it. And then I bought a quarter pound, and being, you know, I've always been inclined to be self-employed. So I was self-employed. I could buy 4 ounces, sell three, and I had one free. You know, it seemed like a pretty good deal. Well, in this episode, this only lasted a couple years of my life, but I got caught by the chief of police in a one cop town, and thankfully this was in the day before the war on drugs really got started, and the local cop would just call your dad, which he did. And but anyhow, I was contemplating the quagmire that I'd found myself in, and I began to wonder about how I got where I was. And you know, part of the deal was a narc agent came to my house and wanted me to rat out where I'd gotten this pot from. Well, I flat refused to talk to the narc agent. And but I'm contemplating this predicament, you know, and I began to wonder to myself, you know, I'm the beneficiary of a lot of influences in my life that I didn't invite, that I didn't really seek. They just came my way. And this thought occurred to me. What if a person could grow up without any influence upon his life whatsoever? Now, of course, that is a question that will never be answered, because none of us will ever or have ever achieved that. But yet, contemplating where we're at, how we got where we are, I think is something that should be a daily exercise. And I got another Mark Twain quote just to throw at you and see how you respond to my last story. But it goes like this. In a typical Mark Twain vulgar or common language, it ain't what you don't know that gets you into trouble. It's what you know for sure that just ain't so.
And oh, I love that. Yeah, Mark Twain's always been a favorite of mine. As, you know, I've got a link to Cornerstone Opinions today on the program notes page. I don't know if you've noticed yet.
No,
I thought of that because of because I'm a fan of Chris Hinckley's radio broadcast, Road Warrior Radio here on RBN. And he's quoted from that several times over the years. You remember that, Rodney?
Vaguely. Yes, vaguely I do.
So what do you think, ladies and gentlemen? I know this. I know the communitarians would have us believe that we are so indebted to society that we can't possibly be ever free and independent. They consider it a preposterous notion.
This mythical social contract that obligates us to whatever obligation they'll throw at us for the day. You know, today it's don't collect rainwater. You know, tomorrow it's don't burn wood to keep yourself warm or don't drink raw milk. You know, this social contract just drives me up a wall. And I'm just...
I think it's bothered most people that have any critical thought left most of their lives. You know, at first I understood that words were tricky little things. But then after a while, I sensed that, you know, a lot of this programming that I was subjected to was malevolently wrought, shall we say. I think by about the ninth grade, I think I pretty much decided that I wasn't that interested in school anymore. And heck, I had been a straight A student for several years. For me, it was fun. But after I played that game for a while, it wasn't so fun. You know, it's funny you mentioned you used to sell pot. I think a lot of us did. I still say that one of the very best jobs I ever had was the very first job I ever had. And that's when my brother and I, on our own initiative, decided that right about the holiday season, we were going to go to pecan grove and start picking up pecans, compete with the squirrels for some of those pecans. Because we were mystified why people spent money for pecans at the grocery store when there was a pecan field not very far away. And the entire housing development we lived in was part pecan grove and part cotton field. Well, we lived in the part that was the cotton field. So we thought, well, why don't we just go pick up some of those pecans, stick them in a bag, take a magic marker and write a quarter on them and sell them door to door. And my goodness, it worked like a charm. Hardly anybody refused us, Rodney.
Well, you know what, Lark? I'm sure many, had they even not a taste for pecans, they have a taste for initiative in young people.
And I think that's what they were inspired by, don't you?
I've been supported by the older generation many times for just that reason, I'm sure. And I appreciated it. And
you know what else I remember, Rodney? I remember getting together with some other kids, and we got together with an adult, and we said, hey, why can't we make some kind of deal with the guy that sells the light bulbs and sell them door to door? Heck, everybody needs them. They keep running out. And I bet if we looked at the math, we could probably beat the store prices. And sure enough, we could. So I remember doing that for part of a summer one year, selling light bulbs door to door. And when you're little, people are not offended so much, I think in those days especially. But I remember we would oftentimes be irked by those who were selling religion door to door, or vacuum cleaners, or Encyclopedia Britannica. There was a lot of that in those days. Do you remember? Or did you live in a large enough town where that kind of initiative was supported?
I do remember. I bought a set of encyclopedias from a struggling young mother one time. Two reasons. We were home. We were beginning our homeschooling, and we needed it. But I took a dented, blemished, and dinged volume that she had to offer, and so we. Yeah, I do.
Well,
remember
she made a commission. That's great.
Sure.
Yes.
Yes, I'm sure she did. And she was, matter of fact, she was the inspiration for my wife and I to homeschool. She was the one and only homeschooling. She was single mother, but that we were aware of. But yet I'd heard of the concept on the radio many times, and it just encouraged me to pursue it further. And I'm glad that we did. But anyhow, Lark, you had a theme for your program. So is there anything that I brought up that might have lent to that subject matter?
Well, of course, the title is Apers and Oners. And those, of course, are words not often used nowadays, but they were words that were commonly inserted into my little crossword puzzles as I was growing up. Aper and Oner. And I always knew that aping is the way we learned. Man is a magnificent mimic.
Are you saying, in simpler terms, monkey see, monkey do? Is that what an aper is?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Pretty much. But a oner is a person who's one of a kind. And this is what I think is very important for people to be able to juxtapose against that word aper or mimicker. Because, yes, we have that capacity to mimic and to mimic very well. Simply repeat things. Monkey see, monkey do, as you say. But I was always fascinated by that word oner, O-N-E-R, because a oner to me was a winner. The aper wasn't so much the winner as was the oner. And frankly, if every individual would realize that they are a oner, no matter how hard they try not to be, they are in truth the oner, then I think we could probably recapture some of this morality that's been lost in this slave system that we were born into. It's beyond me.
Well,
the kinds of things I see nowadays with the cops, with the our soldiers in the field, with the people in the education system, the legal profession, the medical industries. It's astonishing to me that these people, every one of them, were induced, I think, with good intentions originally, into not only a slave system, but one of a system of racketeering and organized crime. And it's far too convenient, I think, for people to just look away and pretend that they're not somehow involved in all this. In fact, here's that quote I was pulling up per Mark Twain's Cornpone Opinions that Chris repeats a lot and I happen to like. You tell me where a man gets his cornpone, and I'll tell you what his opinions is. So ultimately, it's this money. It's this dirty money that has probably done more than anything else to enslave us all and to involve too many of us in organized crime.
Well, Lord,
your thoughts?
Let me ask you a question. I'm quite often reflecting upon my own nature as my best example to human nature, and I quite often refer to the natural predisposition of men, and myself being the prime example. But when we get our corn poles, whether it be right or wrong how we acquired those, we tend to defend the manner in which we acquired it. And then
that's right.
Our self-examination...
Let me cut you off there, Rodney. We've got a break. Yep. Hold that thought, and we'll be right back.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. HerbalHealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to HerbalHealer.com today. HerbalHealer.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
There's a training course for boys and girls with real ambition. Start a new job in a factory. Where they're making ammunition, but it makes them think of stealing when they read between the lines. Through the owners of this mountain, you won't find a ride you like. Just get a job, get a job.
Good job, Rodney. Sorry to cut you off.
That's all right. I understand.
Go ahead and pick
just
up.
Just to wrap up my thoughts, and I'll let you close out. You know, as we examine that little red pin that marks, you know, you are here
uh-huh.
on your life roadmap. Sure, there's lots of twists and turns and detours that other people have thrown in our way, but and lies that we've been told that got us to where we are. But what I'd like to encourage people to do is own your location. You've been lied to, but quite often we have taken those lies as truth, and we've repeated themselves to ourselves so often that they've become truth. And back to that Mark Twain quote, it's what you know for sure that just ain't so that got you where you are. And just humbly, be humble and realize that you were at part in the driver's seat. You may not have been the navigator, but you in part were there. And just recognize if you're not happy with where you are, then get a better navigator. Get a datum line, as Bruce McCarthy so eloquently refers to. So anyhow, I'll leave it at that, Lark, and you can close
well,
her out.
Well, hang in there, Rodney. The show's nearing its conclusion, but there's no one else in the queue.
Okay.
And yet that's why I bring up that alternate Mark Twain quote. Tell me where a man gets his corn pone, and I'll tell you what his opinions is. And that seems to color our world today. I don't know about you, but I personally don't like those words, employee or employer. And, you know, as the bumper music talks about, there's kind of a cycle of debauchment that sometimes occurs when we don't question authority and we hold to no opinions of our own.
Yeah.
And that's a sad commentary on our society today, unfortunately.
Here's another one that's worth remembering, Lark. Another Mark Twain quote. A lie can travel halfway around the world while the truth is still putting on its shoes.
Now, that's a good one, too.
You know, Ahmadinejad, the president of Iran, he can give a speech and say something in the enemy press will twist it, and it's around the world 10 times, while the truth can't even find its shoes because nobody's telling the truth. It is our job. Do not be in the circuit to tell these lies and repeat these lies. Expose them.
Another one is the truth resides within, if only you allow it to enter. Thanks for calling in today, Rodney.
You're welcome, Mark. Thanks. Thank you for your show. Bye.
Until next week, ladies and gentlemen, please stay tuned to RBN.